Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do? Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, we warn you.
Have the stuff there.
They had salad, but like all of the things were labeled were not what they were. Like this said tomatoes, but it was fucking green onions, and this said eggs, but there was nothing in it. And then this said,
you know, you can use your eyes to see what's. Well, in there.
I know, but like first of all, it's just a like you guys can't even bother to put tomatoes in the tomatoes hole or fucking eggs in
the tomato hole.
And then they were out of a bunch of shit. That place is brand fucking new.
In case you're just joining us, which is what's happening.
Yeah, you just walked over to the vegetable aisle. There's some tomatoes in there.
We decided to start recording during a mid Kelly Kroger rant.
I don't understand why a brand new, like everything, they should for the first like 6 months, everything should be kept up.
It's a new Kroger near our homes.
Yeah, and the fucking salad bar is just never right.
There's like, no tomatoes in the tomato hole.
There is a salad bar there?
There is. It's over kind of by the deli.
Because a lot of the Krogers are phased out salad bars, and I'm boycotting Kroger until they come back.
Fuck that, right?
I feel they're dirty anyway.
Salad bars? Yeah. I love a Kroger salad bar salad.
Yeah, salad bars are good.
Can I tell you, I was at the new Kroger yesterday.
Pickled beets.
That shit's out all day.
I don't give a fuck.
And they have a bar where you can have beer and watch the game.
Who does?
The Kroger. So we're going by that little area, and there's a lady and her kid, and she's just got a beer, and the kid's just drawing.
Yeah.
And she's just like fucking grocery shopping with this motherfucker. I need alcohol.
You know, I think I could sober up by the time we're out of here.
You know what they don't have, though? They don't have shredded cheddar cheese in the cheese hole. In that was
have
like fucking beets.
Check the tomato hole for the cheese?
No, that had green onions in it. Like, I don't understand.
Do you know why sometimes the cheese is gone? I found this out the hard way.
I would like to know.
Okay, because cheese?
Yes. And so what they'll do is there are people that will go to the Kroger salad bar. This is why they phased out a lot of Kroger salad bars. There are people that go there and go, I know that 4 pounds of olive or cheese or blue cheese is cheaper to just fill my entire salad bar container with just that and not the lettuce, because the lettuce isn't a good cost. So people will go there if they need like 4 pounds of olives or cheese or something, and they'll fill their entire container up with just that.
Hot.
They're not actually making a salad.
I did used to when I I would it's not the same thing what I'm about to say, but when I used to make like a pizza bread, or I would go through the salad bar to get my toppings for my pizza. Like,
but that's
so I didn't
different.
Have to chop on.
It's a combination. It's like going there and getting a fruit salad. Yeah. That's fine.
You know what? You can't have fruit salad or salads at all without scrambled agriculture.
Eggs. Oh.
And April showers bring May flowers.
They sure, it does.
And that's our theme.
Beautiful,
coincidentally,
honey.
For this month.
Thanks for tying it into a salad.
Flawless.
I'm going to tie you into a salad.
I wish you can't at Kroger because they don't have the shit they say they have.
You will never escape.
It was lunchtime. How is the salad bar just empty? Like,
because
empty wells.
Because it's lunchtime, Kelly.
You can't
people
just,
eating salads.
You can't just take the wells out and leave empty holes at lunch. That's the time that they should be most diligent on filling up the salad holes? Toppings.
You should be diligent about filling your holes at lunch.
That's not the time to be like, well, fuck it, everybody ate all our food. I guess we're going to wait till 2 or 3 to refill everything. Like, you know, at 7:30, 8 o'clock, okay, you don't have to be quite as fucking, you know, on the ball about putting stuff back. At noon? At noon? You fill your goddamn fucking salad bar.
And this is out the new one, right?
Yeah.
Kelly, they're always looking for new store managers. at Kroger.
Oh, they don't want me to manage them. I'd make it a good business.
All the holes would be filled.
Nobody wants that. They don't want that. They don't want to help customers. They're not interested in customer experience. They're interested in being idiots.
Well, you know what? We're going to keep your ear holes filled today.
We're going to fill them.
If we say we're putting tomatoes in your ear hole, that's what you will get. I promise you that. But
then, wouldn't you have ears in your ear hole? Because then you're going to have the same problem that you were just complaining about where someone's looking for ears.
So let me introduce here today.
That sounds horrific. Just a hole full of ears.
Yeah. We got Andy. He thinks that's horrific.
It is horrific. I don't have to think it. It's true.
We've got Freddy.
Hey, babies.
We've got the angry, angry Kelly.
Only about that. Otherwise, I'm in a great mood.
He's like Hulk. He's just always angry about Kroger.
I'm Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got our graduate boy here.
Mikey
B.
Hi, I'm Mikey B.
You are certified to bend people up like pretzels.
You're the first certified to flex you up.
You're the first person in this family to graduate from yoga.
Yeah.
You think you're better than me? Yoga college boy.
How does it feel?
It feels really good.
Yeah.
It was something I wanted to do, and I did it. So now it's done, and that feels good.
Inspiring.
Was that inspiring? Was my speech?
What is wrong with me?
We've missed you.
Yeah,
I've missed you all.
The listeners have missed you too.
Yeah, I've missed everybody.
Yeah,
I have been, but I've been getting good stuff. Getting to a good place and doing good self care stuff. So yeah. Hopefully I'll be a evolved Mikey B.
Yeah,
nice.
I love it.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to learn things.
I like to brag to everybody I know. Oh, my bestie,
he
can do the yoga stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's good that you're getting healthy and stuff, because me and Freddie are going to die soon.
This is true.
I hope not.
We had to do a last-minute surprise asbestos removal.
Surprise!
In our home/workspace.
How'd you know?
How'd you know? The mesothelioma. Oh. That's how you know. Cancer.
So we were getting new floors installed, and Freddie told the lady that all the asbestos tile on this old house had been removed.
Well, I wasn't sure. I said I wasn't sure.
No, you said we took it all up.
I think we took it up.
No.
I said I think. Right, anyways, fine. So I get a call. I'm at work, day job. Only been there for a few hours in the morning, and I get this call.
That's how long you've been at that job, just a few hours.
And I get this call.
He had no vacation built up either.
We've got a big problem. And I'm like, oh no. And nothing ever, whenever we do any project, we run into a lot of snags.
You're such a victim.
Which everybody does.
Yeah.
But we run into more than our fair share, I think, because the house is older.
Yeah.
Anywho, long story short, I rushed home. If you follow us on Instagram, you saw a picture of me in my hazmat suit. And I love the response that one person put on my Facebook was like, that's not the best mask for that.
And he didn't suggest what the good
mask is. No. And it was like,
it's like, good luck with that.
You're going to die.
I know. I was like, oh, man. Anywho, Andy saw the picture and selflessly threw himself into the fray and said, I'm coming to help you.
Into the asbestos.
Yeah.
And because you came and helped me, I didn't have to stay up all night doing it. And that means the world to me. Thank you, Andy.
You're a hero.
You are a hero.
I'm inspired by my besties.
Mm-hmm. Come do hot yoga with me and detox that shit out now.
Yeah, seriously.
I use my sinus pulse to try to get it out of my nose.
Good. The neti.
Were you paranoid? I felt itchy the whole night.
I've been paranoid ever since, and now I'm starting to calm down a little, but we won't know for like 10 years, Andy. Although I did remove a bunch of that shit, not knowing it was asbestos years ago, and I just was like crumbling it. I probably ate some of it.
Ooh,
you gotta taste it just to see.
I mean, back in the day, people still live that basically played in asbestos, and they're okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
No.
We know that now, but people were.
Yeah, people panic when they hear the word asbestos. Granted, it is cancerous and dangerous.
Yeah,
but it is prolonged exposure to it.
We'll find out, Andy. We'll find out.
And it's not just
don't jump to any conclusions.
Exposure to it. It's the disruption of it, which obviously you were doing.
We disrupted the hell out of it.
But people also used to play with liquid mercury because it was fun to play with, and they were okay. We just know better now.
12-year-old girls used to be married off.
Yes.
Just married off. And then there was a goat involved because of chattel.
Yes. Yep. And now we're better. Yeah. We're more evolved people.
Like, what do they call it? A dowry?
A dowry. Yes.
Yeah. And I bet the dowry had asbestos in it.
Probably did.
It was the dowry.
That used to be a gift. The gift of asbestos.
Yeah. Frankincense, myrrh, asbestos.
Asbestos.
That's why do you think the word best is in it?
Yeah. You know, honestly, though, asbestos is a miracle product if it didn't kill you, because it's flame retardant. It's like...
Oh, we can't use that word anymore.
Oh, okay. It slows flames down. I think that's the accepted use, Andy.
I know. It's a joke.
I know. I know it's a joke, Andy.
Everything good has unintended consequences. Uh-oh. I think I'm stroking out.
It's all the asbestos we got up.
You could say the road to King's Landing is paved with flames.
Mm. Ooh, that's tonight.
The reality of it is your life might be better now that the asbestos is out of the house.
There's because probably still under this floor in this room. But it's covered up.
We may have taken it up.
I have no idea.
I don't know. See, I remember, like I said, I wasn't lying to the flooring lady.
You remember?
I remember taking some of it. I definitely took it out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
This house was built on an asbestos burial ground.
Yeah. It was, yeah. And they moved the tombstones. We got rid of the tombstones,
but we didn't get rid of the asbestos bodies.
Yeah.
It's been a real to-do, which is why we didn't have a show last week. So sorry, everybody, you couldn't get into the studio because everything we own was in here.
But you have the most beautiful floors in existence.
They're
right
amazing.
Now.
Yeah, the floor looks great.
Thank you. I picked it out special.
I love the style.
Mm-hmm. Although I'm still perturbed by the name Sienna, even though it's gray.
It's not.
It's made out of Sienna Miller's skin.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
Sienna
gray.
With one N. I don't know if that helps.
Oh, that makes totally different.
It's
then.
Just the name of
so
it.
So then it's Sienna.
Oh, part of the
so they have like
section
like human
of
names.
Yeah, it sex. Was like Elizabeth.
What is it? It's called sex.
This is Martin.
This is a Linda Floor.
Linda Floor. No, I would never put Linda Floor in my house.
So
that floor Linda's good. Carpet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Shag carpeting. It's in the bathroom too.
Ugh.
Before we get into the meat of our flower episode. I wanted to pick somebody, one of our mailing list. If you join our mailing list, go to notlp.com, look for Dracula, the stamp with Dracula's face on it, and you can sign up for the mailing list there.
It's only for males.
Andy, shame on you. And
that's why it's called a mailing list.
And subscribers to our mailing list have a chance to pick our third feature for our theme month.
Yep. And so, this theme is Mayflowers. You can't pick Day of the Triffids or the one that we will announce at the end of the program.
You cannot pick Day of the Triffids.
Unless you want us to do it twice.
That would be stupid.
Which would be really dumb. But anyways, Amy, give me a number 1 through 33.
17.
17.
And silence. It's good.
Andrew Ivins. Andy Ivins. Aussie
yes.
Ivins.
Aussie Andy. Crikey.
He's an OG listener.
I like him.
You will select the final main attraction for this series of podcasts.
Yes, sir.
Your theme is Mayflowers. That just means it has to have something to do with plants. or you know.
You know.
Flowers.
Or the month of May. No, I'm just kidding.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, cool. Reminder, patreon.com/notlp. We just recorded an intro for episode 52 of our Origins series. So look out for that, patrons. Anything else going on in the world that we need to talk? Tim Conway died.
Oh, yeah, RIP. That's really sad.
I know. Well, I mean,
no more Harvey Korman, no more Tim Conway.
He lived a beautiful life.
And Grumpy Cat died, too.
Yeah.
And Grumpy Cat.
They were together, though, at the end.
Yeah. They held hands as they
for some reason.
Walked off into
she
the
was
light.
She was only 7, which is real sad.
Urinary tract infections are extremely dangerous for cats. So there you go. Debbie Downer. Feline AIDS. Whoops. Anything else going on in the world? It's not burning down around us in any way. I mean, it is, but what are you going to do?
I don't know what's going on in the world.
Yeah. That's probably good.
No, that's how I want it.
Yeah. Andy, how many more times have you seen Endgame since we last were together?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Ooh, I finally saw it.
Oh, yeah?
I think I'm Endgame right now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I see.
Yeah, good, 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 good. Both Freddie and Kelly are busy on their phones right now. So
I'm telling Andy he won.
I became, after I watched Endgame finally, I became the person I hated because I had was having a conversation asking my questions and someone was standing right next to me and I said...
You spoiled it for somebody?
Oh, I felt really bad.
But you were... I mean, it's been a couple weeks at this point.
Yeah, but still. I'm still like that when people on Instagram,
theater,
I'm like what? What?
Yeah.
But I had questions, but my question was a pretty big...
You didn't have to shout them out.
Well, I wasn't shouting, and they didn't have to listen.
Shout. Let it all out.
These are things I'm talking about.
People...
are people.
Yes. Definitely starting to see Endgame spoilers on social media now. Like yeah. I said before in the last time we spoke, people don't give a fuck about spoiling Game of Thrones. Immediately upon it starting, they're live tweeting. They're like, whatever, I'll do what I want. But for whatever reason, Endgame was like this special thing that people waited and were cool about. So I guess I have to watch Game of Thrones live tonight like some kind of 1985 human being.
The Starbucks thing was the only spoiler I've gotten. I'm in 7 now, okay. Season 7 of Game You're of Thrones, there. So I'm flying through it. But the Starbucks, because I'm like, how in the world is that? But I didn't want to know. And then someone was like, "It's just don't even worry about it. This is what happened."
It does seem like Game of Thrones fans all want to kind of communally like...
It's like a water cooler TV moment.
Yeah, yes. And
it's like, you know, Friday morning after must-see TV on Thursday.
Exactly.
You gather around and talk about it, but they're doing it live now.
And I think...
They're doing it live.
I think... fuck it. And I think with MCU stuff, I think people are like, it's such a big deal.
Or it's like, you watched Newhart last night?
I loved it. Remember what Larry, Daryl, and his other brother Daryl did?
It was insane. I can't believe they went there.
I can't either. Tom Poston has never been better, though.
Yeah. And remember when it all turned out to be a dream?
It was just a dream.
Both times. I feel like, just to fuck with people, I want to spoil Veep for you.
Oh, yeah. Veep was good.
Oh, don't.
I'm not going to. I love Veep.
Yeah.
Veep is, I think, one of the greatest creations of television of all time. It's the funniest fucking thing.
Did you know that Veep backwards is just Peeve?
Holy shit.
Spoiler alert.
You got me.
Somebody says the line, it's like the Grim Reaper put down his scythe and started eating me out. And it is the best fucking line that has ever been written.
It is.
Grim Reaper got them tongue skills, girl.
I want to be read. I want to be like torn down by Selena Meyer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Even though it would probably like destroy me.
Yeah, it would be devastating.
But it would be just so funny and like so cutting. I'd be like, thank you.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. She's amazing. Does she write for that show as well?
No. I think she's just...
Those writers.
Delivers that shit.
They're like, unreal, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, and her delivery is... You can't match it. She's amazing. And I'm so happy that
one
she
day
came
delivery.
Back.
One day delivery?
She has one day delivery. You can't even believe it.
No, it's 2 hour, baby.
She's putting Amazon Prime out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's the Veep.
Yeah.
She's the busy lady.
Yeah.
Or the Peeve.
They're the Peeve.
If you live in the Upside Down.
I'm Peeve.
Leave it to Peeve.
Leave it to Peever.
Leave it to Peever.
That was a ghost in Harry Potter.
Peever. That's right, Peeves. They really downplayed the ghosts in the movies. Do you know?
I haven't really thought about it.
Yeah. Like, they were such a big part of the books.
Moaning Myrtle.
Till later. Yeah, but I mean, I really feel like they downplayed, you know, the hunt and all that. They really downplayed the ghosts.
Well,
in
they
those.
Couldn't. I'm just everything saying.
They started out with them in the first one, kind of, but then it just they were like, "Fuck this shit."
Do you think they're gonna remake those movies in our lifetime?
No way.
Harry Potter. I'm just
God, I hope not.
I think they made 3 Spider-Men in our lifetime, so why not in a Harry's Potter?
I feel like Spider-Men are easier to make because you can do anything you want with it almost, and there have been so many iterations throughout the years, like different universes. I think Harry Potter is super specific, and of course they're making another Lord of the Rings, but there's so much Harry Potter to try and like so much detail. I just don't think anyone's going to try and undertake that in our lifetime. Maybe they'll make a series. That might be fun.
Maybe there's more story to tell. Something different.
Well, they got they're milking that the Fantastic Beast, the Beast, for all it's worth.
They could do like a like a Facts of Life at Hogwarts type thing.
I would love a I would love a TV series, either set at Hogwarts without the current, or you know, without the main Harry Potter. Yeah,
bring
cast.
In like some other, a different era, maybe.
I'd love a
different Hogwarts era. In the '80s,
or maybe just watch Sabrina.
Or just watch Sabrina.
It's pretty. It's pretty
Hogwarts with the big hair and everything. Yeah.
Coke parties in Dumbledore's chambers.
But it's funny.
Dumbledore is definitely into Coke.
They still have the same technology.
Yeah. Yeah, weird. Slytherin is greed is good. Like they have like a whole Wall Street thing going on.
A B C.
Always be casting.
Love you, baby.
We're gonna hold hands the rest.
We're holding hands hand. Since we both.
Ew, you're sweating.
Nice. Sorry,
I'm also kind of sticky.
Ew. Why are you sticky? I
don't know. He got into the peppermints.
Oh no.
Who is that?
Is that you, Freddy?
It's me. He said I got into the peppermints.
He got into the peppermints.
He's sticky. He smells good. He's sticky though.
All right.
You like the floor of a movie theater.
There you go. Millie was licking our new floor the other day, and I was like,
lick that floor,
she
girl.
Liked it.
Lick that floor,
she's
girl.
She's a dog, in case you were wondering. Okay. Anything
I'm
else?
Glad you had to like put the addendum on
if
that.
There's new listeners and are like, Jesus, who's Millie? Is she okay? She's a dog.
How do you treat your kids?
She's
terribly.
A dog.
I'm looking forward. Did we even say what you're reviewing for Roulette?
It's called The Snarling.
Yeah. I was just curious. I don't know. We had someone, we came into this like a wrecking ball, you know, like Kelly comes swinging in with the Kroger ran all naked on a wrecking ball.
It's cold open, baby.
I love a cold open.
Me too. Yeah.
Personally.
We're so topical.
I know if a new listener came in on a cold open, that's maybe a little jarring.
Yeah. But then we just end it with live from the Cincinnati. It's Sunday morning.
Tit. Actually, it's Sunday afternoon now.
Oh.
Is it already? Oh, man.
Holy.
We should start cracking along then, I guess.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for Straight to Video Russian Roulette.
Hey, welcome back. Shut up.
I can't wait.
All right, I watched a movie called The Snarling like 8 days ago, so we're gonna see what I remember.
It's like The Howling, but less so.
It is a British horror comedy.
Oh, my snarling. Oh, okay. Oh, my snarling.
Oh, my snarling, you weren't that great.
Oh.
It was mildly...
Well, I think for horror comedies, they can go one or two ways.
Yeah, I mean, this was just...
Good kind of, or real bad.
It was real silly.
It was a great visual. I wish the listeners could have seen that.
Yeah. Basically, you got a movie being filmed in this small English town about zombies. And also, there are monsters. I can't remember. I think they were werewolves.
Werewolves, sure.
Yeah. And you've got like a crew of local dudes that are just dumb and drinkers. And one of the local dum-dums is a dead ringer for the star of the movie, who's a real diva.
Oh.
And so there's some switcherooing there. It was mildly charming.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of two in one questions. Yeah. Was this supposed to like sort of capitalize on or be reminiscent of like an Edgar Wright?
Sure, probably like a little bit.
It was more low key, I thought.
Yeah, that. Way more low key, not as visually entertaining.
And were they riffing on like American Werewolf in London?
Yes, there was some of that. They definitely had a very similar werewolf transformation. You know, not as good.
Certainly clearly. Not.
You got your local bumbling cops. Who the main cop was the writer director.
Were there a lot of like charming like common pub people who had to rise to the occasion to fight for their town?
I don't remember.
I feel like I've seen that a lot in these like British horror comedies.
I was kind of I was futzing around the house while she was watching this, so I caught moments of it.
Yeah,
it just seemed more like the show Extras, kind of, you know, the Ricky Gervais show, where it was mostly like a behind the scenes comedy of making a movie is what it, but with a murder, like she was just talking about the cops. I thought the cop sequences were pretty funny at the crime scenes.
Yeah.
Like there was like this whole bit about the guy going out to ride his bicycle and his wife made sure he took his helmet.
Yeah.
And they're like, what was it he said?
I don't remember.
He's like, you all right? The guy's clearly dead. But then they're like, I think we found a live one over here. We think he's okay. He has a helmet on. And they went and the cop just picks his head up.
That does sound
there were a couple of, like,
and then he
chuckles.
Just put it back. It was really funny.
If you're really into like a British comedy, you're gonna find something here. And Freddie's very much into British comedy.
I love British comedy.
This isn't your typical British comedy, though.
It was acceptable. I'm not mad at it. I just wasn't, super duper duper entertained.
Not your thing.
It's not my thing. Not for me. It's on Amazon Prime if you're feeling froggy. It was fine. I don't have much more to say.
That's good.
Mostly because I don't remember it.
We spend a lot of time talking about salad bars.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
That is an important issue that everyone can relate to.
It's true. Everyone. Is that your platform you're running on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about your privilege and having access to salad bars? Some people don't.
I don't think about that because all I think about is what I want when I want it.
I think you deserve access to a free, safe, legal salad bar.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I think everyone does. It is not a privilege.
What point does a salad begin, though?
I think some people believe a salad begins with just lettuce.
Or does it the dressing?
I think it begins when you open the plastic tray.
Is it the dressing or the toppings that make a salad?
Yeah.
The minute you break the seal on your plastic tray container, that salad is alive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or if, like, say, like...
And if you set that down before you finish it and get it home and eat it, well, you're going straight to hell. Hey, and so is that salad, because it was never baptized in dressing.
Find out at, like, say, at 20 weeks that...
It has
artichoke and beets. Can you just chuck it in the garbage then?
I don't want to eat a 20-week-old salad anyway.
not if I'm elected, you can't.
It's all wilted and shit.
But seriously,
I won't. But seriously,
30 seconds going. Are you fucking?
I do like
pickled
beets though.
Mm-hmm. What a dispiriting time to be a lady.
Oh, certainly.
Or a salad enthusiast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel
what a disgusting.
See, I understand what you're going through, Amy.
Demoralizing.
I completely know now what it's like
when
to be a woman.
Yeah. When there are no tomatoes in the tomato hole.
You got it.
Kelly could relate so hard.
Completely. Yeah. I don't just relate. I am basically
you're
a woman.
Like, oh, I get it now.
When I go and there's no fucking tomatoes in the tomato hole, there's green onions there instead. I'm like, I'm now a woman.
And having and Jesus.
There's no tomatoes in the tomato hole. I'm not a woman.
That's going to be on your tombstone. I hope
I can't wait to add you to the group chat of ladies about talking about their time of the month and stuff.
Oh, I should probably be made the administrator of that. Because this has happened to me more than once.
This is some good allyship.
Yeah. Well, I'm basically just one of you. Like, I'm not even an ally anymore.
I am the most viciously hardcore pro tomato in the tomato hole lady you'll ever meet.
Just why have labels at all?
Right.
You don't have to have them if you take the labels off and put whatever
you
want in them.
You can just see what it is. I mean, most people know a tomato when they see it.
You don't even know you don't have tomatoes till you get to the salad bar.
But then they just
think. What were you supposed to do?
Look, you could have the entertainment of like watching people who don't understand what a tomato is ask what it is. That adds a whole other element to going to the salad bar.
I thought we were still
doing
abortion as tomatoes in the tomato hole.
Well, we were, and then I came
now
back to
really
this.
Reality.
Now it's back. Because we're back to
I just want to. This is the last thing I want to say.
Yes.
I want everyone to understand, it's not that I can't recognize what's in the holes. It's just... There's nothing there, right? It's the...
Right.
Well, in some of them. And then in others, it's other things.
Okay.
And to me, it's the point that you can't even be bothered to make sure that the things are in the hole that they're supposed to be in? Like, it's all jacked up. Well, like, why have a label?
And like Mike said, they're shutting down salad bars all across the nation now.
Yeah.
Access to salad is getting...
It is.
And we're going
to
be...
I can't even choose to have a salad if I want to in a lot of Kroger.
Yeah.
Fucking Obama.
Well, there are groups that would drive you to get a salad...
But that's not the point.
Obama and I don't even understand what it is like down south. I mean, that there might not be.
You got
to
donate.
I might have to travel several states to get to a salad bar.
It's still salad wise. It's still like the '50s down there.
And then you have those protesters in front of the salad bar, just berating you.
They're trying to overturn, you know, Roe versus Beats.
Oh, Freddie.
All right, so
let us move on.
Turns out I.
That was a great transition. You saved the day.
I love you.
With your verbal karate there.
So, I have a movie gun, movie bullet.
Oh, no.
I'm going to shoot a motherfucker.
I support women and on top of salads.
Yes.
I support a salad on top of a woman. It's the way I like to eat them.
All right, Kelly.
Yup. Oh, you're fuck.
Dead. That was quick.
What a bad week for you.
My goodness.
Well, that was like a month ago, actually. The salad thing.
You're going to watch a movie called The Salading?
Was it Esther who suggested The Hole in the Ground?
Oh, my God. So, yeah. This might be a good movie.
We're talking about holes?
Holes, baby.
Oh, The Tomato Hole in the Ground.
Tomato Hole in the Ground. Kismet.
I think it might have been Esther.
I think it was.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Was it Esther?
Yeah, she sent that to us.
It is a woman suspects that her son, who returned home after disappearing in the woods, is an impostor.
Oh, snap.
Oh, I love these kinds
of stories. It's from A24.
Yeah, I heard about this. It was something I was semi-interested in seeing.
I thought they screened this at Horror Hound, maybe.
They might have, but I was definitely interested in seeing it. So once again, I feel like I'm getting something that's at least an attempt at quality.
So Kelly, these tomatoes, are they chopped up, diced, or are they cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes.
All right, we'll be right back.
This week's main attraction from 1963, The Day of the Triffids, based on the 63? Novel.
I feel like it was earlier.
By Sapphire.
Didn't it feel like a 50s movie?
Yeah, kind of.
Apparently, this is also called Invasion of the Triffids.
I saw that too. I don't know what that means. I always knew it as Day of the Triffids.
Yeah, me too.
What's the line from Science Fiction Double Feature? Triffids that spit poison and kills. Yeah.
After an unusual meteor shower leaves most of the human population blind, as if that weren't enough.
God damn.
A merchant navy officer must find a way to conquer tall, aggressive plants, which are feeding on people and animals.
Of everyone on the planet.
Just when you think your day is bad. Right. You're like, I'm fucking blind. And they're like, no, there's more.
It gets better. There are giant plants and they're going to eat you.
Yeah.
This movie was super silly. But the silliest part is just people just fucking wandering about blind. Sit the fuck down.
Everyone was just acting as if they weren't blind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the funny thing. The guy went to work still.
Weren't the pilots
guy,
in the
ticket? The guy in the ticket
blind planes were blind.
The guy in the ticket booth. He was. I guess it happened
at the train
earlier.
Station.
Yeah. He still went to work.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Weren't the pilots that crashed the plane blind?
You'd be like,
and they're trying to keep it from the fucking passengers who were also blind?
Because all the trains crashed. But I love this idea. Yeah. It was like what happened after Thanos snapped his fingers after Infinity War. This is why I felt like it would have been like.
Yeah.
Just shit going crazy.
I do feel like I love the idea of this. I really am going to have to go back and read the book because I feel like there is a great story here. And there were some great scenes, but I felt like it felt really long. I know it's not long, but it felt really long. And
so girthy, too.
It was, it did. It stretched me out a little bit. And
you got a tight little hole there.
No!
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
There's no tomatoes in it, though.
Just call me Whistling in the Wind. But
screwdriver down a well.
I do love how some of these early post-apocalyptic movies still... they still influence or are still referential to all the post-apocalyptic shit we have now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so true.
And I love this outbreak movies as opposed to movies that take place a couple like months or years after.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see the chaos that happens right away.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite. I like to see how they rebuild and how things can get back together.
Because I always wonder what would happen, what I would do in that situation if I was like blind that day. I wouldn't. I would sit down. I would keep my ass in one place.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd want to see a doctor.
I'd probably be screaming my head off, but in my house.
Do you think people were like, I heard on the radio that we're blind and a lot of other people are blind, so maybe we don't even call the doctor. Maybe it's just like, we know that why you're blind, so...
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Nothing to be done.
Right.
So just stay in your homes.
Yeah. Don't drive. And they're like, you sure?
Also,
I think I'm going to drive.
We're hearing some weird sounds out there, too.
Poisonous plants.
Also, A Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
Remember at the end when they figure out it's sound that draws the Triffids?
Yeah.
And what's funny, my son was with me for a little bit of this, and he thought the Triffid design was... I didn't necessarily agree, but he felt like the Triffid design kind of was like the monsters from A Quiet Place a little bit.
I thought they were cute, though.
There was some... There was like
the way they walk.
Mm-hmm. You mean the way they're pushed along by by a PA underneath the sight line?
It's real cute.
I did like in the lighthouse when it kind of busted in and it was like moving all spidery.
Yeah.
That was a cool scene.
Yeah,
there were a bunch of cool scenes in this movie, but I don't think it was the sum of its parts.
No.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Was there a
the smell of its farts?
Was there a sequel?
There were other versions. There was a squeakle. A squeakle starring the chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
There was a...
Were they blind in the movie, the Alvin?
Oh, yeah, but it was adorable.
So sad.
No, it was real cute. They just kept bumping into shit.
There was a mini-series.
Alvin!
Ow! I can't fool, Bulb.
Back in 81.
What were you going to say, Mikey?
I couldn't figure out this plant, that plant power to spit. Seemed like it was could have been used a whole heck of a lot more. I mean, there were a lot of times they were fighting those plants. When they spit, it's pretty scary. Yeah. And those little organs on the plants, I guess plants don't have organs, but whatever its spitting thing was, that was kind of a scary looking goopy thing.
Yeah.
And the whippy arms, those were kind of scary too.
The whippy arms were, but like if you could spit like this thing that just does stuff, like wouldn't you spit it more often?
Just maybe spit
they,
it.
They or only have a few.
The they don't have a finite. There's a finite amount of spit in their bodies.
Okay.
Well, like a bee.
Okay. You use your steaming, and then it's.
And then it's you're dead.
Steaming dead.
So it's been a while since I watched this. So the meteor shower activates the Triffids.
I guess so.
I was confused by that a little bit. Like, did the
did they
come on the meteors, or did the meteors
bring the Triffids?
So they came on meteors before this happened.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
All over their faces.
The meteorites slammed down very color out of space, bringing something with them, and they flowered like a little bit here and there. And then the meteor shower that made everybody blind, like, activated their growth.
So this is some sort of alien invasion. This could be planned.
They're plants.
But though, I got to read the book maybe to find out more.
Yeah, I think I really will, apparently, because it was a great idea.
There weren't like real, wasn't a lot of science going on. There was a little bit in the lighthouse.
There were scientists.
With Mr. So Angry Man.
The angriest scientist on Earth.
The alcoholic scientist.
Remember when she was like,
I got to go somewhere with her scotch.
She's like, he's angry. And she's like, what if we dissect that
stingray
again? And he's like, oh, this again?
I don't care why the stingray stings is what he said.
He did get
he's going through withdrawal. That's
she's fine. Fucking trying to help you, dude. You're being awful,
but she
you're
also
being Jack from The Shining right now.
Yeah, he basically
calm
was
your tits. All right,
everybody need to calm their tits in this movie. Everybody was just acting crazy.
Everybody's tits were sit all riled up
down. Mm-hmm.
They're all botched.
They have rippled boobs.
I've been watching Botched Up Bodies on Netflix and forcing everybody around me to watch it. So just, this is why. So lighthouse people have nothing to do with anybody else.
Lighthouse people. Mm.
But, all your protagonists are because they didn't see the meteor shower, so they're not blind. You have Navy man, Marine man, Army man.
Navy man, was he the guy that had the surgery and his eyes were covered? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't see. He was the Rick Grimes of the story.
He started off like an asshole, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he stumbles upon a little girl at the train station who is being mobbed by blind people because they know she can see.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at this for me.
Yeah.
Is it changing colors when I touch it? Do you think this is... I'm not a doctor.
I feel that was a very real situation because that lady was looking for her kid.
Yeah.
And then said, help me find my kid because you can see.
It actually, it was really, honestly, this is probably not too far off what it would be like.
But it did get creepy when the old guy found her and he was just taking her back to his house.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted just to, like, you're coming with me back to my house. Like, wait, what?
Wish you see some shit. Describe it to me.
The newspaper just came and he needed somebody to read it to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he does the crossword every day.
It became Tuesdays with Mari after that.
Yeah, what was funny, but real, but very funny, was at the train station when the train comes in. Mm-hmm. And people just pour out of it and just keep walking and falling and walk and fall. It was funny.
It reminded me of
a pile of fucking people.
Yeah, it reminded me of a scene in Futurama where all the water got turned into alcohol.
Yeah.
And then all the trains crashed and they said, send more trains. And they sent more trains and they kept crashing into each other.
Just
the blind... wandering around, like, but they're not like, I can't see, they're just walking
quietly,
bumping into things, and then every now and again a crazy person will grab someone and say, you're coming with me, and they're like, no, and they're like, yes, and then some other blind person. Do you guys remember the moment where the blind guy took a swing at the sighted guy at the sort of post-apocalypse orgy?
Yeah.
And like, he takes a swing at him, and the only person that guy was interested in helping was like one woman and the little girl. And then he was just like, fuck everybody else.
Seriously.
We out.
So they have this, like, the Navy Marine Army man has a little girl, and they stumble across these other sighted people who are living in this chateau in the middle of France or some shit. And they go back to the house, but then these convicts show up and are like, basically, like, go, because they can see. And they're taking all the blind ladies for some non-consensual doings. And the sighted dude's like, I'm just going to go in and just rescue the lady I care about and the little girl, and I'll leave the rest of you bitches to the murderers and rapists.
Did this remind you of when the weasels took over Toad Hall in The Wind in the Willows?
No.
It did me for some reason. All I could think about during the sequence was the whole thing with them, like, ransacking them.
A lot more rape in this one, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, we don't know.
They didn't really... I mean, they insinuated it.
I mean, some of the ladies look like they might be having fun.
No,
but
some of it was certainly consent. Like, that's why.
Oh, yeah, it was a mix. It was a mixed bag.
I was very confused by this scene, but I did...
It is confusing.
I liked that it was in there, but it was handled badly, like so many of the good ideas that were in here. But it, again, like 28 days later really feels like... I would like to look that up and see if Danny Boyle cites this as a major influence. Because like I said, there's that one scene where the Marine and the little girl are crossing the empty road in London, and it looks dead on the same spot, to me anyway, where Cillian Murphy kind of wanders out and is like looking over the city.
It did that, the scene before that we were just talking about with the sailors in prison. Like, it's the thing about post-apocalyptic movies that I do like, is that like someone had that aha moment of like, oh yeah, all the people in prison would have sight because they were locked in. So like, what, here, let's watch how this horrible thing plays out because of that. It's those things that you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that does make sense that this would be what would happen in an apocalypse.
Great idea.
Yeah, like I was just saying, there's good ideas, but bad execution. Yeah. Like, right, like it came up like the scene on the plane. I love that because they're flying, but they're blind and they can't land.
They're flying blind.
But at one point, everybody just
is that where that phrase comes from?
From this movie. But at one point, everybody's calm, but then they find out that they're about to crash, and everybody just goes crazy.
As if they're blind.
It's like, what are you going to do?
What did they think was going to happen? Like, they're all blind. They're not screaming when they're just blind. But then they're like, oh, wait, what? We're going to crash? Yeah!
It's like, you should have known that as soon as you went blind.
I love how the pilot... I didn't even know they were blind at first in that scene. I was like, how did these people...
They're very calmly trying to get, like, air traffic control, somebody to help them, guide them down.
But it was just goofy.
Yeah.
Those poor stewardesses, they just got torn to shreds for no reason.
Whew.
I mean, I would panic too, but I don't think I would tear a person apart.
I really wanted to like this movie too.
Yeah, it just was some silliness. It was just super silly.
And there was at one point, like a submarine or a ship crashed or something.
Yeah,
like?
Yeah, it just piles into the fucking
I love that idea.
Dock. Yeah.
But like I said, the execution is just kind of poor.
Yeah, and it is stuff, like I said, that still shows up in, it's just interesting to me to see how the idea of what, you know, something like that would be hasn't changed all that much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you guys think about the ending? Well, what can defeat them?
Refresh a memory here.
Was that just, salt water.
Was that just a little too simple?
Oh, yeah.
All of these movies do that.
Was
like
War of the Worlds did that too.
It's a cold.
It was too signsy.
Oh, signs. Yeah, it's just water.
Swing
like,
away.
Why is it always something so fucking basic? Well, I guess because they're ripping off War of the Worlds, all these things.
Well, they are alien. I mean, they might not have salt water where they live.
No, but I'm just like, I think that's the thinking. Dave. But I mean, like I said, I really think it's a riff on H.G. Wells. But like, come on, everybody, let's try a little harder.
Yeah,
they already did that.
Mm-hmm. So I want to watch E.T. again.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of reasons, but one of them is because apparently they put triffids, like it's one of the plants that E.T. is collecting.
Oh wow, that's awesome!
Yeah,
I forgot he was a botanist.
Yeah,
he's a botanist. Not cute.
We should go back and look at all the Predator stuff too, see if we can see any triffids in their collection. Like, do you think the Predator cultivates a little triffid in a pot?
He fought a triffid.
But no, he just has one, and he always they're always dying. Like people give him as a gift, and he's like,
this isn't really a present. I have to keep this thing alive.
Yeah.
Or what if Groot ever met the Triffid?
Ooh, Groot versus Triffid. I might have to draw it.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If, as far as plants go.
But I feel like Groot would pretty much easily destroy a Triffid.
Yeah. Definitely.
It spits poison, though.
And kills.
Mm-hmm. And spits rhymes.
Oh. Mad rhymes.
What'd you think about that weird vaginal opening around his mouth?
Yeah.
Well, if you think about a Venus flytrap already, which is my only reference for carnivorous.
Which is so red.
Penis flytrap.
Well, if you there that's funny that you mentioned that because I posted these pictures. I found these pictures of this fungus, and I can't remember what it's called, but it looks like
Mike both looked at you like, okay.
Where is he going with this?
I found these pictures on Reddit of that someone posted in like Nature
in the fungus
lit, and they're these they look terrifying. They're called devil's fingers.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
Of them open up like that, and they look like blood. Like it looks like blood and red. Like they look like human tissue and like teeth. And so it's
what's it called?
Devil's fingers.
Devil's fingers.
And there's a bunch of different kind of they have a few different looks to them. But if you are a follower of me on Instagram, I posted a picture of them on there somewhere.
Well, okay. How can people find you on Instagram?
Kelly NOTLP.
Oh, that's cool.
Kelly with two E's.
Did you guys?
But not Kelly.
Right.
K-E-L-L-E-Y.
When do you guys think of the presentation of the movie? How they kind of. It started off like a nature documentary, kind of, before it became like a narrative.
I so many movies from that era are like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of like that. It felt like, like you said, like a Disney nature movie.
Yeah.
And then it went horribly awry.
Yeah, because then it also ended kind of with that,
so framing. Humankind triumphs once again over nature.
Yeah.
And we can rebuild our buildings.
Yep. World War Z very much is also, you know, structurally
at
least similar to this.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they just need to wrap that shit up.
Wrap what shit up?
World War Z.
Wasn't the sequel scrapped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just need to wrap it up?
They just need to wrap it up because you don't want to get anybody World War Z pregnant. What? Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Okay.
You're like, you're done. You're done with World War Z? Do you not like it anymore?
No, they had to wrap it up, so they just did that real, like, ending in the movie.
Are you talking about the movie? I was talking about the book.
Oh! Sorry.
I'm sorry. We were talking about two different things.
Okay, no, I love the book.
Yeah, the book.
And I like the movie.
Yeah, the structure of the book.
I gotcha.
Is what I meant. I meant, like, the way it kind of, you pop around to different parts of the world.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was
That's cool. What I meant.
Popping off.
We're on the
Papa
same
Smurf?
Page now.
Papa Smurf.
Ooh, Mike was, what is that called when you do that? Jerking your nipples off.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dance.
It's kind of a dance.
It's the nipple jerk.
Nipple jerk.
I like to pretend I have big udders, and then so I'm milking them, but I'm shooting them off, and I'm fighting things with them. Can you
milk me? Like Triffids?
Yeah, like I shoot.
How do we know that breast milk doesn't destroy
them? We don't know until we try.
We may never know.
How do we know?
It's could you imagine like these squadrons of lactating women?
All the lactation porn stars become superheroes in this.
You have like Tony Stark comes and designs like a breast pump that also has like gun attachments so you can squirt it onto the Triffids.
It's fantastic.
It's the traditional definition of fantastic too. It's fantastic. It's like a fantasy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like dragons are there, and then you get squirt milk on them too.
Yeah.
Mm. But they just like it.
Yeah, they just love milk. Who doesn't?
So, Day of the Triffids.
Andy doesn't. Milk doesn't love you.
I don't love milk. Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant.
I mean, I'll tell you what though, they really up the ante in Dawn of the Triffids.
They're trapped in a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Pregnant lady.
So I don't know why I was so quippy this episode. No,
I feel like we've all grown because of it.
Mm-hmm. Remember Quisp, the cereal with a little alien?
Mm-mm. Was it Q-Bert cereal?
Oh no, it was kind of like a King Vitamin type of garbage.
King Vitamin.
There's another obscure cereal. I described one obscure cereal with another obscure cereal.
King Vitamin?
King Vitamin was kind of like shitty Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a but really... But it was claiming you were getting vitamins?
Yeah.
They had no marketing team. It was just two guys in a garage, and they couldn't come up with, like...
King Vitamins.
I think it was called Quisp.
We're gonna rip off Captain Crunch. What do you want to call it?
Like Crunch.
King Vitamin.
Crunch.
This little alien. Yeah.
Huh.
Quisp, he was a little alien.
Okay. I think I've actually seen the commercial for this, like on one of those like
retro commercials.
Yeah, but I didn't remember that.
He was a fun cereal mascot. He had like
I do remember
propeller head.
You should watch the commercial for this. They come from space.
Oh wait, you can get Quisp.
All right, so we're done with Day of the Triffids. Thank you so much for listening.
As recently as 2009,
listeners, you can find that commercial on YouTube.
Was the alien's name Quentin?
He was in a little spaceship. I don't remember.
Cool. Well,
you can get Quisp now.
Next week, what episode? I mean, what movie?
We haven't decided yet, but we're going to do it right now. What movie, Amy?
Andy, what movie?
It's really too bad we've already done Thing or the Shop of Horrors.
We've covered both Swamp Thing and The Ruins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At some point. But I'm down with redoing either one of those. Eeny, meeny, miny.
We could do the original Little Shop of Horrors with Jack Nicholson.
We could. What do you think? We're down with that? The original
I've
Little
never
Shop?
Seen that.
It's Roger Corman. Mm. All right. We're going to do the Little Shop of Horrors. You like how organic that was?
Yeah. Uh-oh. It just happened.
So, Andy, don't pick Day of the Triffids unless it's one of the mini series. And don't pick the original Little Shop
or the musical, because we've
but we will that. Cover the Ruins and or Swamp Thing if that's what you want.
Sure.
If you want more, if you want us to revisit those, we're more than happy to do that.
Yeah, I've actually been talking the Ruins up to Elise.
Such a great
I love
movie.
That movie.
Yeah,
great book
really good movie.
Yeah All right, well, at the end of every show we always say hi to our Beelzebubs. If you want to be a Legion of Demon member, go to patreon.com/notlp. What up, Jeff?
That was aggressive.
Jeff!
Damn.
Jimmy B.
This is the mean reading we're going to do.
Jeremy Cassie Gamora. I don't want to do this anymore. I love all these people. Amanda.
What's this? The breathy, sleepy reading?
Dale. Mm-hmm. Mandy.
Oh, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Hard Mandy.
Ernest.
Good.
It's like hard candy.
Yeah, it took me a second, but I like it.
Tree and Alex, congratulations.
Congratulations, Tree. You work
another graduate.
Yeah, yay. Dentist now, right?
No. English major.
She moves on to the next. This is just undergrad. You're an idiot.
No, I don't. I think she said English is where she's stopping.
Oh, I have an English degree as well. Welcome to the team of liberal arts majors.
I get so confused
it's okay. How Brandon!
Do those things.
I've been listening to The White Vault just recently. Brandon, and Brandon does the music for that. Mm. Well, like the opening theme.
Very cool.
Bill.
Congrats, Brandon. He just got in a little citation for his music.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for parking, illegally.
Hi, Bill. Have you had any citations lately?
Hey, Bill.
Blake.
The Snake Roberts.
Blake the Snake Roberts.
Amy just stares at me when she says Blake, and we're all like biting our tongues.
Mark!
He just had a birthday, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Calendars. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And finally, my favorite lady, Elise.
Oh, yeah.
I see you soon.
She takes care of me.
She does. Hey, we have 97 patrons right now. Wouldn't it be amazing if we
and
got to 100?
And a bitch ain't one.
I would love, if we can just get three more, we're at 100.
All right.
It's a nice three-digit number. It's round.
Pretty yeah. nice round number.
It looks like a dick and two boobs.
It does.
And we'd love to get to a dick and two boobs if we could.
Mm-hmm. Oh, real quick personal plug. If you like music, Pike is back together. You can find us on our Pike page on Facebook. It's Pike the Band, I think. It's Pike. Somehow look up
You'll
Pike.
Find it.
It's got the little two fish logo and
one
the name
fish,
Pike.
Two fish, red fish, blue fish.
And I did post, we've got two music videos with two brand new songs out. And I posted it on the NOTLP Facebook page. So this is, if you're not liking the page yet, and you're like, oh, I need a reason, and they're not quite enough, maybe music will bring you to it.
Maybe.
I love the videos.
Thank you.
They were great.
Thanks
songs
very much.
Songs are fabulous.
The videos songs are, yeah. Songs are always good.
Thing you.
And you're on Instagram too, aren't you? Pike Rocks.
Yes. Pike Rocks on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We only have three followers, Amy being one of them.
I'm a good girl. I did what I was supposed to do.
And that is Pike the Band, at Pike the Band, and Twitter. And yeah, Instagram, Pike Rocks. And just, anyway, that's it.
I've always thought it was pronounced Pikey.
In the Scottish, it is.
Oh.
Pikey!
Pikey.
Pikey. But, crikey, it's Pikey, but no. Mm-hmm.
Pikey likes it.
Daddy Pikey.
Oh. Oh, gross. All right, well, thank you.
Normally, I'm into daddies, but you just ruined it.
You ruined daddies.
Pikey,
ruined
no likeys. I love ruining things.
Oh. Like the ruins.
He loves ruining daddies.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Night.
Frankenstein was wondering if he